I'll talk later, though.
Okay. Hold that. Oh, it's on. We're on. We're on. My new headphones. God, they feel so comfortable. I could have had this all this time. Well, the big news here in America's Dairyland, the Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers giving up cheese and milk due to lactose intolerance. Aww. Yeah, that's okay. What you really don't want is a lactose intolerant center. Okay, got my meaning. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.
Oh, yeah.
That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know? We welcome U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, plus all the news that isn't, and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know? Is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who feels a little bit strange to be walking around with a Kickstarter sign taped to his back, Michael Feldman.
Yes. Kickstarter, me. That was one of the shades of gray, and it was kickstarting. Okay, never mind that. In all the news that isn't, federal appeals court rules there's nothing in the Second Amendment that anticipated conceal and carry, perhaps because it never occurred to the founding fathers to conceal a blunderbuss. Okay, blunderbuss. Look it up. All right, if Britain leaves the European Union, they have an offer, an open invitation to join the Union of Former Soviet Socialist Republics. Also, Union Carbide called. Pipe Fitters Union and the Onion, but that's more of a typo. Take your time, I'll let that percolate. So maybe if the Cavaliers called themselves something else, is what I'm thinking. Like the Raconteurs or the Bon Vivants. The Schleppers even better than, well, you know, Cavalier about basketball, that's their problem. Number one. Any other names? Other names? I'll take other names for the Cavaliers.
Slackers.
Oh.
Okay, I don't think I heard that.
The Slackers.
Okay. All right, $3.4 million to go to lunch with Warren Buffett, and he still won't reach for the check. Warren, whatever else you can say about Mike Feldman, he occasionally will pick up a check. Let's see. I'm sorry? Yeah. I don't see you grabbing for him.
I have.
No, you have. You have. But you have to be really drunk. And then you pay for everything.
I'll buy the drinks before dinner.
Oh, do you? Well, that's why I never see you, because I don't usually go out before dinner for drinking. Who does that? Like everyone. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yes. Doctors and children only wash their hands when being watched, they've found. There's a study where doctors don't wash their hands unless there's someone observing them. Did you see that? That's nice to know, isn't it? Next time he puts his hands on you, say, did you wash those, mister? Okay. That's just me talking to myself. You don't have to pay attention to that. I'll tell you, and also doctors never pick up their toys. That's the other thing about doctors and children. Excuse me. On her 90th, Queen Elizabeth plays croquet with flamingos and hedgehogs. Getting just a tad eccentric. Whereas Prince Philip keeps disappearing down rabbit holes. So they're quite the couple these days. All right. Hillary and Elizabeth Warren may run together now that they don't have to worry about being, you know, synchronized. Okay, here's a spoiler. In the Game of Thrones final, Jon Snow runs Donald Trump through... Oh, wait. Here's a spoiler. In the Game of Thrones final, Jon Snow runs Donald Trump through, seizes a nomination, and Melania. Okay, you don't like that one either. I don't know what I can do for you people. I'll take back the synchronized joke. Okay, that's not so good. I'm staying with the Jon Snow. This pen doesn't work. No wonder he left it in a book. Can't even steal a decent pen anymore. Hillary finally wears a decent outfit. Turns out to be a $12,000 Armani. Well, TJ Maxx wasn't doing it for her. Come on. Always wear your old clothes when talking to poverty groups, though. That's number one. Campaign. The WWE will sanction presidential debates this year. 10 rounds, Madison Square Garden. Hill and Liz gonna tag team the Donalds behind. Island stress shrinkage. You may have read about this. No? Okay. Want to hear about it? Maybe you don't. Okay. Island stress shrinkage. You're talking about the hobbits, you know, why they were small? So it's island stress shrinkage led to the hobbits and the New York Knicks, small size. Both island related. Okay, I don't like anything. I'm just not going to. I'm going on the last page here. An increasing number of honeybees are reproducing on their own rather than waiting for Buzzwell. Okay, didn't see the bee movie either. Like, what can I do with you people? I don't know. You know. Where do we get to the Norma Desmond joke? That's going to be tragic. I can't get Buzzwell. Excuse me. How about this? Some Olympic athletes are putting their sperm on ice before Rio so they can at least enjoy their downtime. Bernie stays in the race because you can't quit being Bernie Sanders, ladies and gentlemen. It's not done. Here's a Sunset Boulevard spoiler here. Okay, there you go. Unlike Norma Desmond, Bernie will not relinquish the spotlight. Okay, I knew it wasn't going to work. And here in Wisconsin, 45,496 wild turkeys and twice that in frozen during spring turkey season. Thank you. And finally, Madison has been named the number one college football town in the country, and you can't get any higher than that. Believe me, we've tried. That's all the news that is it. Okay. All right. Come on. Don't feel you have to. I know. Boy, I'm sorry that you have to follow this.